Music, Satan's gift to humanity. The devil has always had the best tunes. This has been known for centuries. Along with literature, theater, and art, the Christian church has always regarded music with great suspicion when it wasn't completely under their strict and oppressive control. Satan is a master of the violin and the flute. 18th century Italian composer Giuseppe Tartini was inspired when Satan appeared to him in a dream. He heard Satan playing the violin. He said it was the most beautiful music he had ever heard. It was, quote, indescribably beautiful. He immediately awoke and tried to write it down, to copy it, but it never turned out the same way. He did the best he could to duplicate it, and he published it and named it The Devil's Thrill. 19th century violinist Niccolo Paganini came under intense suspicion of, quote, collaborating with the devil. In other words, no one could write or play anything so beautiful without help from Satan. Here the Christian Church indirectly admits that the beauty of Satan outshines what they worship. Modest Mussorgsky composed A Night on a Bald Mountain. The music portrayed a witch's Sabbath. In the original piece, Satan reigned triumphant at the climax, but this was too much for Mussorgsky's Christian contemporaries. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov revised it, ending the piece with the ringing of a church bell. Satan also inspired Karl Orff in his dreams when he wrote Carmina Burana. This music is best known from the soundtrack of the movie The Omen. Orff told his wife that he saw demons many times in his dreams when he composed the music. Jazz is synonymous with Satan. The rhythmic beat, the dances the music inspires, and of course, it opens the door to rock and roll. Music has always been a great friend to humanity. Music is a tension reliever, as it relaxes the left, the logical side of the brain, so that the creative right side can manifest itself in new ideas and solutions to things, in the same way meditation helps us. Satan can speak to us through the music. Music makes many activities more pleasant. Work becomes easier. A fast beat can get one going. A soothing beat can calm one's mood. And sexual intercourse to music can be very blissful. William Blake once stated that all true poetry was the work of the devil. Satan inspires creativity. He works to bring out creativity in all of his disciples. With Satan, we learn and grow as individuals. Each and every one of us is unique. The enemy wants everyone to be clones, drones and drabs with no individuality. Enemy programs desecrate and kill the human spirit, while they enslave the soul. Satan stands for freedom and individuality, as this is our strength. Hail Satan!